Federal agencies have no trouble generating data. More difficult is turning it into information. That's where data analytics becomes increasingly useful. Analytics can help pull real value from data, helping agencies improve efficiency of their operations and effectiveness in their mission delivery. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers has more.
People who come into the United States illegally don't always have an easy experience once they're in. Now imagine you're an illegal immigrant headed to court, and you find out there's no room for you or your family to stay while you wait for your case. Not because there isn't any space, but because there wasn't helpful data to update agents on available rooms. The Homeland Security Department ran into this issue when one of the department's components was told to start generating reports on immigrants' age, gender, marital status, and number of children so that it could provide adequate housing. DHS program manager Kevin Roney said the agency generated reports all right.
They sent us 1,500 Word documents to figure out in there all the characteristics of this data structure, which was how many children and what's the children's ages and what's the, you know, male or female, you know, married, just all kinds of stuff in the trying to create the rule structures in there for that process. And so, you know, we were able to do that. And the end state is that we gave them a capability now that they can take that information. They can now run a analytic tool that allows them to better organize their facility, rearrange it based upon trends or predictiveness of what that traffic might look like in order to better, you know, maximize capacity of their space, which for the taxpayers is a great thing because we're all paying for that infrastructure continually to do that. And then it gives folks who in many ways are, you know, have a lot of bad experiences in coming here illegally, a place to go to and get some very necessary medical care and food and clothing and all that kind of stuff that they don't necessarily get. So there's a lot of good things from that. And so this is where data really becomes important and really how you actually, you know, define those performance metrics that you're looking for. In this case, the performance metric they were missing was, how do I optimize my facilities so I can get the most families in here in the right organizations to get them the care that they need in the process?
The difference between data and information is at the heart of the decision-making process, says Dan Tangerlini, former administrator for the General Services Administration. He joined Kevin Roney during a CLIC Federal Summit panel in Washington. It's also something that you have to be aware of when moving along what he called the value chain, from the data collection and data analysis to the actual generation of information and business intelligence.
If you don't emphasize improving the quality of that entire value chain, you can get, you know, you can apply the best data analysis tools at the end of the line and still end up with bad business intelligence if you aren't starting with high quality data. And so I think that one of the maturation processes the federal government is going through, and it varies from program to program, is really looking at that value chain and really applying the best, highest quality tools and the best, highest quality thinking to how do you improve the outcomes of that chain.
That was Dan Tangerlini, former GSA administrator. Now Tammy Tippy, director of performance management at DHS, said the thing that's missing from agencies driving better use of data is a disciplined decision-making system. Agencies can collect all of the data they want, but if it still goes into an intuitive decision-making model, which flows through someone's head and no one knows how or why a particular decision was made, there's no demand then for data collections because everybody just shrugs their shoulders and says it doesn't matter. Moving from emotional to evidence-based decisions is one challenge agencies need to address, but they also need to improve access and ownership, measuring value of data, and avoiding what Tangerlini called hyperpartisanship. Hyperpartisanship leads to hyperpartisan oversight, which leads to a compliance culture where everyone wants to stay with the status quo because there's no penalty for continuing to do what you've always done.
So really where the change is going to happen is folks who are going to take a position of leadership either at the secretary level or the program manager level and say, look, I'm going to use agile practices to really explore what I'm trying to achieve, really, as Tammy said, lay that out. What are we trying to achieve? Start building measures that evaluate your performance against that achievement, and then go back through that data value chain from data collection through analysis, through business intelligence, and create that feedback mechanism.
At DHS, Roney said it can be difficult to collect data because often it isn't the department's to begin with. The owners of the data can be afraid of what that information will be used for if it's handed over to the department.
It's a risk fear. They're fearing that somebody's going to use the data against them and their organizations. And unfortunately, even inside the DHS realm, that's still an issue as the organization is trying to mature itself, being fairly relatively new as a federal agency.
Fellow DHS manager Tammy Tippy said another problem that organizations or agencies have when it comes to measuring data is that they don't stop to think about what it is they want to know or why they're measuring something.
One of the things that we've tried to get organizations to do is to take a breath on the front end, worry less about get to measures now, and spend a little more time on the what is it you really need to know to create the value proposition, and figure out how to measure that, even if it takes you longer to get to measures and to figure out how to collect the right data and put it in the right systems.
Despite the barriers to fully embracing data analytics, Hudson Hollister, founder of the Data Coalition, who also appeared on the panel, said he was optimistic about the environment created by this new administration. There's been a slight boost in IT spending in the fiscal 2018 budget, and he said there's been more engagement from Congress on data analytics than ever before. In Washington, Meredith Summers, FederalNewsRadio.com, M1500 AM.
Check out Meredith's story at FederalNewsRadio.com.